Hello, and welcome to GCSE Biology Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your specification. This is topic 8.5 in the WJAEC GCSE Biology course. And trust me, it's absolutely crucial, not just for your exam, but for understanding the world around you. Conservation questions appear regularly in both foundation and higher tier papers, and they're often worth 4 to 6 marks, especially in those quality of extended response questions. The examiners love testing whether you can balance economic needs with environmental protection, so we'll be looking at exactly how to structure those answers today. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the key conservation methods like sites and SSSIs. You'll know why biological control is better than pesticides in many cases, and you'll be able to tackle those tricky questions about intensive farming versus biodiversity. Let's get started. First, let's talk about what conservation actually means. And here's a common mistake right away. Conservation is not the same as preservation. Preservation means keeping things exactly as they are, untouched. Conservation, on the other hand, is active management. It's about maintaining biodiversity while recognizing that humans need to use the environment too. Examiners will credit you for understanding this distinction. So why does biodiversity matter? Well, there are 3 levels you need to know. First, genetic diversity within a species. This is variation in the DNA of individuals in the same species. Second, species diversity, which is the variety of different species in an ecosystem. And third, ecosystem diversity, the range of different habitats. All 3 are important because they make ecosystems stable and resilient. If you lose biodiversity, food webs become fragile, and we might lose potential sources of new medicines or crops. That's a mark earning point right there. Now, let's look at the specific conservation methods WJAEC expects you to know. CEES stands for the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. This is a global agreement that bans or strictly controls the trade of endangered species and their products. Think elephant ivory, rhino horn, exotic skins. When answering a question about CITES, you must say it regulates international trade, not just that it stops hunting. That's too vague and won't get you the mark. Next, SSSIIs. That's Site of Special Scientific Interest. These are legally protected areas in the UK with unique geology, rare plants, or important animal populations. They're protected by law, which means development is restricted. If a question asks you to explain how SSSIs help conservation, mention legal protection, and that they preserve habitats for rare species. Captive breeding programs are another key method. Endangered species like pandas or red pandas are bred in zoos or specialized facilities. The goals are to increase population numbers and maintain genetic diversity so that eventually individuals can be reintroduced to the wild. Don't just say they breed more animals. You need to link it to genetic diversity and reintroduction for full marks. Now, here's a big one. Biological control versus chemical pesticides. Biological control means introducing a natural predator, parasite, or pathogen to control a pest population. For example, ladybugs eat aphids. The key word here is control, not eradicate. The pest population is reduced to a manageable level, not wiped out. Examiners will penalize you if you say the predator eats all the pests. That's biologically incorrect. Why is biological control better than pesticides? Well, pesticides can kill non-target species, they can accumulate in food chains, and pests can develop resistance. Biological control is more specific and sustainable. But, and this is important for evaluation questions, there's a risk. The introduced species might become invasive itself. The classic example is the cane toad in Australia, introduced to control beetles, but became a massive pest. Always mention this risk in a 6-mark question to show balanced evaluation. Finally, let's talk about intensive farming and biodiversity. Intensive farming increases food production, which is economically necessary, but it reduces biodiversity. How? Removal of hedgerows means loss of nesting sites and food sources for birds and insects. Monocultures, growing just one crop, reduce plant diversity. Pesticides kill insects. Fertilizers run off into waterways, causing eutrophication. If you're asked to evaluate intensive farming, structure your answer like this: economic benefit, environmental cost, and then suggest a compromise like leaving field margins or replanting hedgerows. Right, let's talk exam technique. Conservation questions often use command words like explain, evaluate, or discuss. For explain questions, you must give reasons. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, removing hedgerows reduces biodiversity because it removes nesting sites for birds. For evaluate questions, you need to consider both sides, economic versus environmental, then make a judgment or suggest a compromise. These are often worth 6 marks, and the mark scheme rewards a balanced argument with a conclusion. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't confuse conservation with preservation. Don't say biological control eradicates pests. Don't give vague answers like "site stops hunting" without mentioning international trade. And don't forget to explain why biodiversity is important, not just what it is. One more tip. If a question asks about a specific conservation method, name it precisely. SSSI, CITES, LBAP, examiners love specific terminology. Okay, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Question 1. What does CITES stand for? Answer. Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. Question 2. What's the difference between conservation and preservation? Answer. Conservation is active management. Preservation is keeping things unchanged. Question 3. Name one risk of biological control. Answer. The introduced species might become invasive. Question 4. Why does removing hedgerows reduce biodiversity? Answer. It removes nesting sites and food sources for wildlife. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. All right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the key conservation methods, sites for controlling trade, SSSIs for protecting habitats, captive breeding for endangered species, and biological control for managing pests. We've looked at the conflict between intensive farming and biodiversity and how to structure evaluation answers. Remember, conservation is about active management and balance. Examiners want specific terminology, clear explanations with because, and balanced arguments in longer questions. For your revision, make sure you can define all the key terms, explain each conservation method with an example, and evaluate the pros and cons of biological control and intensive farming. Thanks for listening to GCSE Biology Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and remember, every mark counts, so be specific, be clear, and always explain your reasoning. See you next time.